In May 1958, at the height of the Cold War, the United States Air Force asked a think tank in Chicago to picture what would happen if a thermonuclear reaction took place on the moon. The year before, the Russians had scared the pants off Uncle Sam with Sputnik. As revenge, America was going to uncork a mushroom cloud in space. Alas, Armor Research Foundation scientists reported that in the moon's thin atmosphere, nuclear fireworks would amount to a cheesy flash and a swirl of dust. The brass junked the idea. This is Ryan Paul Wynn, audiobook reviewer for American History Magazine. I'll be discussing Nuking the Moon and Other Intelligence Schemes and Military Plots Left on the Drawing Board, written and read by Vince Houghton. Penguin Audio produced the recording of the complete published text. Successful covert operations drown in ink. In Nuking the Moon, Vince Houghton offers a contrarian view, chronicling epic flops and failures on the dark side. The historian and curator of the International Spy Museum in Washington, D.C., tracks deservedly doomed projects whose patent ridiculousness escapes planners until after the plots have crumbled. If necessity is the mother of invention, Houghton writes, desperation is the drunk uncle. His reading of his own words imbues concepts straight out of Mad Magazine with horrified joviality. The moon bomb had antecedents, like a World War II Office of Strategic Services scheme to unleash bat bombs and cat bombs. The pyroclastic bats worked too well, burning an entire domestic airfield. The fire-carrying cats, intended to torch enemy vessels, were to be dropped by parachute boatside in the sea. The OSS geniuses figured the felines would cat-paddle aboard ship and start fires. Instead, they pushed out and fainted. Another 1950s enterprise, the Atomic Energy Commission's Plowshare program, prefigured President Trump's idea of declawing hurricanes by detonating A-bombs. Turns out, storm paths are illimitably variable and entirely impossible to alter. Another fever dream feline scheme arose in the 1960s when the CIA cooked up Acoustic Kitty. Implanting a microphone into a cat's ears wired to a radio transmitter using the animal's tail as an aerial. The enhanced critter was somehow to be smuggled into the USSR for adoption and eavesdropping. The gear worked flawlessly, but the agency couldn't train cats. Communist Cuba and Prime Minister Fidel Castro generated multiple plots, like dosing Fidel with hallucinogens as he was about to give a speech and poisoning his shoes with thallium salt so his beard would fall out. Operation Freeride proposed to paper the island with one-way airline tickets to destabilize Cuba's population. Operation Northwoods would explode a few bombs in Miami, Florida, offering the U.S. a reason to invade. President John F. Kennedy may have quashed hopes of using military force in Cuba after the Bay of Pigs, but JFK did greenlight converting a Greenland base into an underground launch pad for missiles capable of striking the Soviet Union. The Project Iceworm site was abandoned in 1967 when shifting ice buckled its foundations. In the 1970s, Operation Monopoly undertook to tunnel beneath a northwest D.C. neighborhood and into the Soviet residence being built on Mount Alto, former site of a veterans hospital. Construction drew civilian gawkers. Soviet counter-espionage revealed the rest. Houghton's vignettes read less like a book and more like a collection of placards in his museum, but his enthusiasm is palpable. He charms as he dismays, producing a conversation-inducing work about deranged gimmickry rooted in America's post-war fascination with technology.